Now for fathers and sons. David and John Hines spoke to each other in Charlottesville, Virginia, as part of the StoryCorps Oral History Project, which we bring you every Friday. David Hines talked with his dad about recently becoming a father himself.
When I was a kid, I used to tell all the other kids that I knew that you were the smartest man in the world. And I still think that you're the most intelligent person that I know. Do you have any advice for me on being a father?
I think what I see so far, you really, man, you're a whiz at changing diapers. That's much better than I was. And I'd say just try to be yourself and be fair and be honest. What's been the most exciting thing for you about having a child?
The first thing that happened is that I all of a sudden understood how much you love me. I'd never got it before. I mean, I knew you guys loved me.
You're going to make me cry.
Just to finally realize how much sacrifice and how you guys would do anything, and to all of a sudden know the depth of love that you have for me and that I have for this guy, and just to watch him laugh. I mean, it's incredible. And I can see you in his face, you know, and I can see all of our ancestors, you know, when I watch him laugh. It's just better than any other experience.
I know what you mean. That's the way I felt, too, when you came along. You and Natalie have been the great joys of my life, and now these grandchildren.
Well, thank you very much, Daddy. I love you so much, and I want you to know that you're a successful father, and you're really a great role model for me. I'm really glad you came all the way down here to do this with me.
Well, I love you too. And as long as you have a little fellow named Conrad, that's bait enough right there to get me to come anytime.
John Hines and his son David were recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charlottesville, Virginia. To hear more Father's Day interviews and to find out when StoryCorps is stopping near you, go to npr.org.